Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
It might be worth checking one's mental state if they were to spend many hours in frigid temperatures hoping to find a bird. There are many of those crazies in our valley here in northern Utah. Citizen scientists, they call us. After all, we do follow a strict protocol that defines boundaries, time, and what is legitimately called a bird sighting or sounding. Yes, there are errors in counts when a flock of European starlings darken the sky, or when trying to identify a distant raptor that is scarcely more than a black dot in the heavens. Called a Christmas bird count, this event is the longest citizen science program in the world, where data has been collected since 1899. Here in Cache Valley, it began in 1955. It occurs throughout the state and world, with many countries participating. Visit your local Audubon chapters if you care to be involved. Wasatch, Salt Lake, and St. George all have chapters. Bear Lake, Vernal, and Provo also do counts. And I'm sure there are others in your area if you inquire. Along with the fun it brings, the count has special significance for our changing climate's impact on birds, which is disrupting populations and their spatial distribution, which is changing at an accelerating rate. The data collected by observers over the past 118 years has allowed researchers to study the long-term health and status of bird populations across North America and Central and South America. When combined with other surveys, such as the Breeding Bird Survey, it provides a picture of how the continent's bird populations have changed in time and space. This long-term perspective is vital for conservationists. It informs strategies to better protect birds and their habitat, and helps identify environmental issues with implications for people as well. Audubon's 2014 Climate Change Report is a comprehensive study that predicts how climate change could affect the range of 588 North American birds. Of the bird species studied, more than half are likely to be in trouble. The models indicate that 314 species will lose more than half of their current range by 2080. Audubon's Common Birds in Decline report revealed that some of America's most beloved and familiar birds have taken a nosedive over the past 40 years. 142 species of concern are found in our state, including our state bird, the California gull, and our national bald eagle. If you aren't up to braving the elements, Project Feeder Watch and Great Backyard Bird Count are other options you may find by Googling. I'm hoping for good visibility and temperatures above zero as I prepare my optical instruments and hot chocolate. And please keep those bird feeders full as we enter the coldest month of the year. This is Jack Green, writing and reading for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.